Joining us in the broadcast booth right now, we have head coach John Famolo. And coach, as always, it's great to chat with you. Always more fun after a win, though.
Yeah, it always feels good to get a win. That South Sevier team, they're not a typical 0-1 whatever team they are. They're physical up front, and I knew we'd have our work cut out playing against them. And you know, I was really worried about this game for that fact that they're just a big physical team. And you know, we, with the exception of a few big plays, they're physical up front. And then, you know, they stopped a run. And so Riker had a good game being able to pick them apart a little bit. And so that helped to be able to stretch the defense a little bit. So,
yeah, final score tonight's 38-7. And I guess we can start by talking about what could be perceived as a negative, coach. Three turnovers inside the 20-yard line tonight. And really, that's the big blemish on tonight's game, if you got to go back and look at it.
No, that's it. We left points on the board. Again, we have a fumble in the end zone. Again, an interception, a couple interceptions. And so, I say, and Riker knew, again, some miscommunication on that last pick. If you would have looked, the coach had a different call than what he was expecting. And if he looked at the read side that we thought he was, it would have been a touchdown. But other than that, I, you know, we're going to have mistakes. That just happens. But, you know, I felt like defensively I felt good for the fact that we gave up that big one. And then we settled in and were able to, you know, get some stops and get us off the field and allow our offense to get more possessions.
Well, let's talk about the second half and the changes that you guys made. Because, coach, it's got a really weird feel to it at halftime. It's 10-7, but I feel like we've dominated the game. South Sevier gets the ball to start the second half, and you think, wow, in a game where you feel pretty comfortable, you could be down the first time you touch the ball in the second half. Well, that was not the case. The defense stepped up, played very stiff in the second half, nearly scored two touchdowns in this game, scored one on Josh's interception, pick six, had a chance for one on Tristan's pick on the sideline, thought he was going to take it back to the house. But coach, you give up no points in the second half and outscore them 28-0.
No, I thought we made some good adjustments. And again, the kids are great. My linebackers, my front four, you know, they talk to me, and as we watch film, again, I'm telling them what we should have made this adjustment earlier, but we didn't. That's what gave up that first play, but those adjustments that we made at half, you know, stuck for these kids, and we were able to get stops and hold them to 7 points. So feel good about that. Feel good about the effort our kids put in on the defensive side and be able to create as many turnovers as we did. I think we win the turnover battle by one, maybe. It was a four.
Two. I think it was two. I think you guys had five turnovers. Five to three.
5-3, okay. So, you know, that's the battle we want to win, but three is probably a little bit high number on the offensive side, but defensively, if you can get five, you know, you help out your offense a ton.
Again, Coach John Famolo joining us right now here on the postgame wrap-up show. Final score 38-7, Emory topping the South Sevier Rams. And, Coach, now we can look ahead. It sets up for what's going to be a very, very big game Friday. 3-0 first off to start Region 12 play. And at the beginning of the season, I mean, obviously, if I'd have told you, coach, we can jump ahead, you're going to be 3-0 in Region 12 play. Forget about the non-region. You'd have taken that, I would assume.
Oh, of course, yes. I mean, three wins in our region is good for us and where we've been. And so, you know, any success we can get, if you would have told me that, I'd been tickled pink.
So now you have an opportunity to potentially win region, but definitely claim a share. I mean, you're guaranteed a share if you can pick up a win on Friday. I don't know how much you've actually looked into Richfield. I know you did watch the tape from this last week against South Sevier. So, coach, when you look at this team and you look at South Sevier being able to score 20 points on them and South Sevier able to keep it close against Richfield for a first half, I guess how comparable are we to Richfield in that regard now looking at a common opponent off of what you just saw?
They're honestly really similar to us. They have a pretty good running game, a decent quarterback who can also move. Defensively, you know, I think they're pretty solid. Their front four is pretty good. Their linebackers. So, you know, it's honestly like a bizarre land where they're honestly a mirror of us to a degree. And so, but at the same time, I think the stuff they run is a lot what we run. And so you'll see, you know, our scout defense, our defense is familiar with what we run. And so, you know, preparation, I think, is a little bit easier that way. Not that you don't prep, but, you know, I think we're really, really similar teams, have same types of strengths. And so, you know, we're ready for battle. I mean, we got the countdown over, and I told the kids our focus is on Richfield now.
Yeah, and it's a great spot to be in. You and I were talking before we hopped on air. I don't even know the last time, coach, we were in position to win a region championship this late in the season. To have a game where, okay, if you get a win, you're going to win it. You win a share of the region crown. It's been a long time since we've been able to say that.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time we've been able to say that. Again, we've been always in tough regions, and not that our regions are any less tough now, but you know, our kids worked hard, and you know, now it's starting to pay off, and they're starting to see some of those rewards come from that hard work. And so, This is the position I wanted to be in when we talked about in the summer. And like you say, if you would have told me we had 3-0, I would have, you know, we would have been happy. But you know, one thing I asked my kids not to be is satisfied with those first three wins. There's still a lot of work to do. And again, it starts with Richfield, and the share of the region title is huge for us. And so something we haven't seen or experienced in a long time. And so hopefully got to prep our kids mentally and physically be able to handle the challenge.
Coach, how much different is it to be around a team and practice and to be around a team pregame when you're winning football games?
Oh, it's a big difference. I mean, again, the kids are a lot lighter. It's a little bit funner atmosphere knowing that you've got some wins under your belt. And so, I mean, it's just a good thing. Kids are experiencing success. Anytime kids experience success, kind of success breeds success. And so I think the kids are starting to see that. And, again, the way the kids act, the leadership that they have on our team, you know, that's been the biggest thing for us.
You and I talk each week, but we don't spend a lot of time talking about the underclassmen, the JV teams. Coach, when you have an older group like this, the senior team that has now won 5 football games, you talk about success breeding success. Those freshmen look at this, they get wide-eyed, they get excited. I mean, have you sensed that?
Oh, yeah. And like I say, there hasn't been too many games, seasons where we've won a freshman JV and a varsity game. And we've seen that this year. And so, again, those freshmen have seen these older kids win, and so they're expecting to win when they play on Thursdays, and same with my JV. And so, it's something we've been waiting for 5 years, and, you know, finally it's here, and it's nice to see the fruits of everybody's labor, especially the kids' hard work.
No Jeremy Brannon tonight. You and I had that conversation pregame. How does that change the dynamic of the offense when Jeremy isn't there? He's been effective, it seems like, as the year has gone on and on and on, and he's a kid that you've relied on since he was a sophomore around the outside of the field. So without Jeremy, how did you feel that Q played, and ultimately how does it change what you guys want to do, if at all?
Like I say, Jeremy's a phenomenal player. He's one kid that can take the lid off the defense for the fact he's got some pretty good speed and pretty good hands. And so, you know, not having that threat, not that Q can't get on top of his guy, but, I thought Q, for the most part, one thing, we just needed him to block a little bit better on the edges, and he did a good job that way. And again, it was nice to see him be able to catch a touchdown. And, you know, Q's a good player. Like I say, there's not much drop off there. Has good hands. Just need to be a little bit more physical on the edges where we try to get the ball when they stack our box. And so, I thought he did a good job that way. So, Q, I'm glad to see him have some success as well.
Yeah, he had a golden opportunity for a touchdown on the previous play, the prior play. Before.
Yes.
So for you guys to go back to him, I love seeing it. He made the most of that second opportunity.
Yeah, and that's all I ask these kids. Some of these kids that don't get a lot of opportunities, and they're spot here, they're filling in for some of these number ones. That's why I tell them, you got to make the most out of your opportunities. And, I thought Q did that for the most part. I mean, a kid that started at the beginning of the season on both sides of the ball and has kind of transitioned into that fill-in player. And, it's nice to see kids being able to see their role and fulfill their role on a team.
Well, Coach, I'm going to let you get. Congratulations on the win. We got a big one coming up this next Friday. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a tough place to play. We've known that from what we've seen in the past. I mean, we've had good teams. We've had bad teams go there.
Yep.
Richfield's had good teams. They've had bad teams, but it seems like it's always a battle when we go to Richfield.
It is. I mean, Richfield, they somehow always have our number, and so somehow we got to figure that. We're trying to break that bad luck that we've had against some of these teams that we haven't really played well against. And so, again, we're going to figure out, what type of team we are next week, and so we look forward to it.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.